Hosea chapter 9. Do not rejoice, for joy, O Israel, as other people. Because you have gone prostituting away from your God, you have loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the wine press will not feed them, and the new wine will fail in her. They shall not live in the Lord's, Jehovah's, land. But Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They will not offer wine offerings to the Lord, Jehovah, neither will they be pleasing to him. Their sacrifices will be to them as the bread of mourners, all who eat of it will be polluted. Because their bread for their soul will not come into the house, temple of the Lord, Jehovah. What will you do in the solemn day, and in the day of the feast of the Lord, Jehovah? Because, indeed, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt will gather them up, Memphis will bury them, the pleasant places for their silver, nettles will possess them, thorns will be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation have come, the days of payment have come, Israel will know it. The prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, because the multitude of your evil deeds, and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. But the prophet is a trap of a fowler, bird trapper, in all his ways, and hatred in the house, temple, of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah, therefore he will remember their evil deeds, he will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time, but they went to Baalpeor, and separated themselves to that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory will fly away like a bird, from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet I will cause them to mourn for them, that there will not be a man left. Yes, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, Jehovah, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal. Because there I hated them. For the wickedness of their deeds I will drive them out of my house, temple, I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is stricken, their root is dried up, they will bear no fruit. Yes, though they bring forth, yet I will kill even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away, because they did not listen to him, and they will be wanderers among the nations.